Hello and welcome back to this, our final module for A Perfect Storm, Menopause in the Workplace. You are now on Module 5, Step 4, Solutions and Results. You now have the knowledge to calm the stormy waters and to create solutions from your menopause toolbox. And by applying this knowledge, you will be able to measure the results. I trust you feel empowered to get out there and provide support and advice to your clients, staff and colleagues. But let's take a moment to talk about what we know. We've learned about how menopause can be a secretive and delicate subject because women are scared of discussing their health and in fact are unsure of why they feel as if they are losing the plot. Some health issues are just too embarrassing for women to discuss. With traffic lights and other tools, you are paving the way to overcome this and kill off the old myths by creating a positive atmosphere for these women to thrive and carry on working, which is what they really want to do after all. You can now give them reassurance while at the same time helping to reduce absenteeism and improve self-esteem and even productivity. You now know more about gender differences and how your soft skills can really work and where a win-win solution can be created alongside a personal action plan. Other personnel can be brought into the equation to ensure a successful outcome if required. Whatever action you take can be monitored via your own organisational systems. I am confident you will be more effective in the workplace, not only offering advice and support to women, but also better conversations with line managers and all the way up the hierarchy to the top. You know this stuff. Talk about it. We've looked at case studies where I believe you will now have a better understanding of how symptoms of perimenopause can really tip the balance against women and how with your new knowledge you will be able to see things more clearly, have a better overview of potential disciplinary procedures developing and be able to nip them in the bud. I know I'm blowing my own trumpet here, but this is powerful stuff. And I repeat, what you have learnt on this course, together with your menopause toolbox, arms you with the capacity to measure the results of staff you are supporting. And this can only benefit your organisation. Here's a reminder of what's in your menopause toolbox. You've got the menopause symptom list, the traffic lights, the personal action plan, how to create a win-win solution, some top tips for good health, a list of resources giving information about research and further reading, plus access to UK menopause clinics. Nice guidelines on menopause. This is really new, up-to-date information. The menopause survival kit, which contains details of medical specialists, information about HRT, also information about alternative products and how to access them, plus many other resources in there. Access to allow you or your staff to arrange a personal telephone consultation with me. In case you are in any doubt, here is a quick reminder of the benefits of retaining staff. They bring with them the experience of long-term employment. They have wisdom. They're flexible. They still want to learn. They will save your organisation huge sums of money. And they will also become your role models and mentors. They will create loyalty among all your staff. You now can no longer say that you didn't understand the risk of losing staff because you didn't know about the effects of perimenopause. Here's a recap of some of the excuses you may hear, but now, of course, you have the answers. I want to resign for work-life balance. Absolutely not. Certainly not without exploring the possibilities and the reason for any staff member making this choice. I want to go part-time. It's a possibility. Short-term or long-term, have that conversation and establish why they feel they want to take this decision. I want to take a sabbatical. Another possibility, but only when you've both explored the possibilities and the reasons why they feel they want to take this decision. Are they aware of perimenopause? Are they aware of really why they think they need to take a sabbatical? And of course, measurable results. How have you got on with exploring the possibilities of how to measure progress with the staff you are supporting? I've put this question in the Q&A section of this module, as we really want to know how things work for you. There'll be space there for you to add in what you're already doing, propose to do, or are thinking about doing. Let's get this stuff out there. Remember, there'll be a final follow-up after completion of this course, just to make sure you're happy with everything, and to allow you to ask further questions, and we'll contact you with the details of that in due course. Please bear in mind that too much information can be overwhelming when it comes to understanding about menopause, especially where your staff are concerned. I'm sure you have understood all this, even if you are going through menopause yourself. The difference here is you are approaching it from a different angle, as a third party, if you like. You're learning the information to enable you to tell others. You're not taking it personally, even when you find some areas we have covered are really personal to you. Somehow, when you learn on behalf of others, the information sinks in and you store it ready for use. You're more objective. In any event, you have the course now and can dip in and out of it at leisure to remind yourself, and you have your menopause toolbox. Use it. You now have the tools that allow women the space to talk about their own experiences, their own challenges. They will feel an immediate sense of relief, and you will experience the benefits of using your soft skills. After all, there's nothing like talking to another woman about something that's bothering you, someone who now also has the knowledge of menopause and the challenges at work and at home. The results will be truly amazing, and you will come to realise this yourself. In one way or another, we are all seeking reassurance. Not only that we are not alone when it comes to experiencing symptoms of menopause, but also about the effect it has on daily work schedules. Everyone needs reassurance they are doing a good job. They need reassurance they are valued, and they will learn how to tame this thing called menopause to an acceptable level. And after that, they will be even more brilliant, effective women. Once you start giving advice and support, you will see absenteeism levels level out and in time reduce. Disciplinary procedures will now look different. Women will appreciate this. They love to know that they are being heard, being listened to, and the right support being recommended, rather than struggling on their own, feeling abused, passed over, and resigning as they feel they have no other option. You've noted your own concerns and fears along the course. Have they all been answered? Do you still have concerns or fears? Put them into the final Q&A and I'll get back to you. I can't have you leaving me when you still have queries.